Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Thursday, October 30th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we've got some YouTube news, including a video from YouTube creator insider Renee Ritchie interviewing Chief Product Officer of YouTube, Johanna, and they're going to talk about some new features for YouTube TV, some new designs that are coming out to YouTube, and interestingly, how you reply to comments will be a lot better. We'll get into that. Additionally, the head of Instagram is going to stop by to give an explainer video on exactly how to get more reach on Instagram. It's what we all want. He explains the strategy. I'll give him the floor. Additionally, the head of Instagram gives a quick hit of news on the new topics selector that you'll be able to use to determine what kind of content you want to see on Instagram. You'll be able to type what topics you want to see content about, as well as the topics you don't want to see content about. And you'll be able to manually adjust those whenever you feel it's appropriate. I'll let the head of Instagram explain. Lastly, the Threads team has some updates to help you better manage the replies you get from people who you both follow and do not follow. We'll get into that as well. All of that on today's episode, plus more. First, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. Here's Chief Product Officer of YouTube, Johanna, sitting down with YouTube creator liaison Renee Ritchie to talk about all the new features coming to YouTube.
I'm Renee Ritchie, YouTube creator liaison.
And I'm Johanna Vulich, Chief Product Officer.
Johanna, I am so happy to be here talking about fall updates. It's beautiful weather, beautiful time. Let's jump right into it. We have some amazing updates coming for the YouTube app.
That's right. Every year, we try and do a refresh. We just buff up the app, make it look a little cleaner, and this year's no different. So we've done a refresh of the app overall. We've done things like make a better use of light in the app. We have updated the thumbs up and all the icons around a video. We've improved the double tap to seek. So just a lot of small details that make things easier to use, make the video front and center, and have everything else recede into the background.
I love it. From the TV to mobile, there's just so many little quality of life improvements.
For example, you're probably talking about the like button. We have a bunch of Easter eggs behind our like button. Give it a thumbs up and it's a music video, boom, some musical notes. Or on a soccer video, boom, you get a little soccer ball. So there's a lot of fun things in there. The adding and removing from a playlist is really improved. That UI is more colorful. And one of my favorites and one that users have given us a lot of positive feedback on is comments threading. So we're just making the threading, the back and forth conversation and comments more visual, and people really like this.
We're also doing some things for creators on the television. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, first I want to tell you a really awesome stat. Year over year, creators who make more than $100,000 on The Living Room is up more than 45%.
Wow.
So this is booming for not just for us, but for our creators. So Living Room's become really important.
Okay. I'm just going to pause this for a second. The amount of creators who are making over $100,000 per year on YouTube alone, this is a very small percentage. Let's not pretend. Even though that number may be up, and I'm happy that number's up, this is not the vast majority of creators. Let's not pretend otherwise. The next things she talks about, though, are important features, especially around high-resolution thumbnails. Here's the clip from Johanna.
One neat feature we've added for creators is high-resolution thumbnails. So it used to be that you would upload a thumbnail and you kind of have to test whether or not your resolution was okay. So now we've added high-resolution thumbnails on Living Room.
Yeah, that's going to save me so much time in testing. I really appreciate that. What else are you doing for television?
I mean, another area. So resolution becomes a really interesting area in TVs because as TVs get better and better and cameras get better and better, our creators are making high-res videos. And so that's great for videos you make today, but what about your back catalog? So as you know, YouTube has a really strong back catalog business for our creators. And so what we're doing is we're making the ability to automatically upscale your back catalog into a higher resolution.
Yeah, that's amazing because I have a fancy TV that does that, but not everybody does. And I love how you democratize this technology. But I do know there are some creators who do like retro videos and they aren't going to want this. What about them?
So we've learned. And what we're doing here is we're making sure to offer all creators an opt-out. So if you don't want to have your videos automatically upscaled, you can just go ahead and opt out. If you change your mind, you can go ahead and opt back in. And then for viewers, we're adding some information in your settings so you can know that the videos have been automatically upscaled for you.
Yeah, and then you can pick whatever resolution you want.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, Johanna, you know my favorite part of this is to ask you for spoilers and you not to give me any, but I'm always going to keep asking. So what's coming up next?
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there because her answer is AI. She doesn't give any usable information in the rest of that clip. I'm here to save you time. This is what I do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram is going to share some strategies for how to get more reach on the platform. He's going to talk about a new feature where you can select which topics of content you want to see and what you don't want to see, and an update from the Threads team. Stick around. Welcome back. How do you get more reach on Instagram? We talk about this constantly. We all want more reach. Here's the head of Instagram explaining the exact strategy you need to think about.
All right, this is a video about how to get some more reach. I'll follow up with a more tactical video, but I want to start at the highest level. First, the most important thing is you are clear about what your goal is. Reach is a means to an end, not an end in and of itself. Are you trying to sell a product, build a brand, raise awareness for a cause? Be clear about what your intentions are and have that guide your actual content strategy. Two, come up with repeatable concepts. It is very difficult every day to come up with a new idea from scratch. But if you have a couple patterns or ideas that you can repeat over time, it makes it a lot easier to get going. And it also gives your audience a good idea of why they might want to follow you in the first place. And three, you have to experiment. What works and resonates today might not work next month or next year. Even when ranking doesn't change at all, we see all the time that people's interests change and sometimes different ideas get tired after a while. So you're going to have to continue to experiment. Now, like I said before, I'll follow up with some more tactical advice, but at a high level, I really want you to start by setting your goals, setting repeatable concepts, and making sure that you are ready to experiment, because that is going to be the most important foundation for growing your reach over time on platforms like Instagram. More to come. Peace.
Okay, I agree with what he said. One thing that I think is really important is when you see a creator who's doing really well, maybe they have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, if you look at their page, it is very rare that they only have a few pieces of content, and those few pieces of content perform so well. They likely have thousands of pieces of content that are very similar. And I think that's what he's talking about when he mentions finding a formula that you can repeat. Whatever that formula is that makes sense for you, that you think people will be interested in, you're just going to be making minor tweaks on it as you improve and experiment. That's really what it comes down to. All right, let's move on to another piece of Instagram news. This comes from the head of Instagram where he talks about the new ability Instagram is rolling out to pick which topics of content you want to see reels about and how that can inform the content that you see.
This is a way to see and control your algorithm that we're starting to test with a small percentage of users this week. You can see everything we think you're interested in, and you can actually add and remove interests. In this case, I'm adding interior design up there. Then when I go to my Reels tab, and this only applies to the Reels tab for now, and I scroll, I'll start to see content related to those topics I've added, with a little indication letting me know, because you should be able to see and control your algorithm. Check it out. Hopefully you like it.
I do not have that feature yet, but I cannot wait until I do. And the last piece of news we're going to talk about comes from the Threads team. The Threads team posted on their blog, "We are rolling out reply approvals and new filters to help you manage replies on Threads so you have more control over conversations about your posts." They give a little bit more of an explanation. With reply approvals, you can choose which replies appear publicly on your posts before anyone else sees them. This means you can monitor conversation around your posts and keep discussions on topic. You can turn on approvals for individual posts and review replies at your own pace. They also explain that you now have the option to filter replies from people you follow or those that include mentions. This way, you can surface the replies you care about most and focus on the discussions that you're most interested in. These tools build on existing reply features like follower-only replies and limits on quote posts to give you even more ways to shape your Threads experience. They conclude that they're listening to your feedback and will keep building features that help you share your perspective on Threads. I'm going to pause and say, if you're a person who's using Threads but getting a lot of hate comments back, you're definitely going to want to take advantage of these features. I will link to this blog post in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends like
attracted to. But what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention. You gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.